Episode 7. We're back. And who have we got with us today? We are talking all about going local, which as a Southwest agency is so important to us. And we have got the lovely Tom from Greendale Farm Shop with us. Hi, Tom.
Hello, Kate. That's very nice.
Ah, thanks for joining us. I think it was so important that you were on our podcast with us because, like I say, we support local, we love local, we're really proud to be local, and Greendale is such a massive part of the Exeter area and everything that we try and promote. So thank you for joining us.
Oh, very welcome.
I think what I'd love to cover today is all about why local is so important. Community. I think community is a massive factor that sometimes gets overlooked, and Greendale has community at the heart of everything that they do. So I want to cover a bit on community and Greendale as a whole, like the operation, the family-run business, all of the great stuff that you're doing at Greendale. So if it's all right with you, we've got lots to go through.
Sounds like quite a lot.
Yeah, let's go for it. So Greendale, let's start from the top. Greendale Farm Shop, family-run business. Mm-hmm. Talk to me all about Greendale.
Five generations of family have been running the business through farming as well. Started as selling eggs on the side of the road.
I remember, you know.
Yeah, used to have lots of chickens. That was before my time, but used to have a lot of chickens. And has slowly grown into what it is today and continues to grow. Like you say, it's a family-run business. They're still part of the family, still sit on the board of directors.
Yeah.
I think that's what makes it so focused on community, in that the directors are part of the community, but our team are also part of that community, which then echoes into the fact that our customers are part of our community. So yeah. That's why it's so important to us. And we continue to sort of strive to highlight the best local produce around, whether that is through farmers, through their fruit and veg, or whether that's through local producers, or even just some of the in-house stuff that we do with creating meals and products, etc. It's important that we showcase the best of Devon.
So Greendale started as a farm shop, really, or, you know, in its truest form, but there's so many other angles to Greendale that, yep, I was never really aware of until I really got to know you a little bit more and all of the great stuff that Greendale's doing. So just explain a little bit more about, there's not just the farm shop. What else does Greendale do? You've got your restaurant and everything else.
Yeah. So there's so much more to Greendale even beyond the farm shop. So not a lot of people know, but we have a fleet of 20, I think it's 8 fishing boats now. So we have a fishing company called Water Dance that operates out of Newlyn, Bristol, Exmouth, Brixham, exactly. And a lot of the fish that's on our counter is provided by Water Dance. It also serves our fish and chip shop and also serves our restaurant.
Yep.
And then obviously you've got the farm itself, where all of the beef is from our very own farm. And
it's
again,
it's amazing, isn't it?
It's phenomenal. It's for me, it was a stark change from corporate to coming to this yep, world, and it sort of it's a real eye opener to see that the power of what a local business can do and yep, how it can promote and what it means to people as well, not just the customers, but the team that we have.
Yeah.
And when the team can feel the impact that they have on the community, and that can be whether it's a regular customer or we can see the impact that we have on a brand, and we can see that brand grow into something,
yep,
it's something to be really proud of. We've got the restaurant, we've also got our own pub in Otterton, which again the fish and meat are provided by the farm shop as well. We've got our own lager, our own ale, cider, and
it's just never
various
ending
other things. Yeah,
absolutely. I never forget the day I first came up to Greendale to meet you, and I'd been to Greendale before, but it was when it was much smaller pre-COVID, and I think it was in a marquee, actually. The cafe was out the back, or there was a tiny sort of room out the back where
there
we
was
had
a
breakfast.
Yeah, there was a family room, yeah.
That was it. And when I came to meet you, I was like, where is this all? Like, this seems like it's happened overnight. It is so amazing when you drive into the car park now. It's just, like, it gives you the feeling of, like, feeling proud to be really local when you go to Greendale.
Yeah, 100%. Again, slightly before my time, but COVID was really massive for the business. It could adapt to the challenges, whereas a sort of a bigger supermarket couldn't, yeah, you know, in deliveries and resources with local suppliers who could support the farm shop, because the farm shop has had relationships with those farmers for so many years.
Yeah.
It can support where where potentially bigger supermarkets couldn't. And that proud piece is because we have local people work for us. They want to grow it. We've got a lot of...
And you can see that on their faces when you go in. They're so happy.
Oh, 100%. And there's people that have been on the journey of Greendale, so it means something to them. So you've got people that have worked there 10, 11 years. So they're invested in the business. They've seen it grow. They have a loyalty and a commitment that other businesses potentially can't replicate. And local businesses have that power because they have people that have worked for them and see the growth and want to be part of it rather than just feeling like a number. They can make decisions or impact the business in a way that others couldn't. And I think that's what makes Greendale different. That's what we try and do, whether that's a really small idea to changing a slight layout or whether that's creating our own products and doing it better than what others can do.
So let's just talk about products.
Yeah, go on, go for it.
So what are those products that you've brought in for us?
So we've got a steak pasty with beef from our farm. We've got our pies. So the pies now are all made in-house by our team.
And it smells insane and it's not even hot. It smells delicious. Incredible.
So we've got about 7 or 8 different flavours all available, all freshly made. Everything's done in store. And then we've got our homemade pork pie as well. It's good, it's very, very good. And that's the thing, it's all homemade, it's a cliche, but it is made with a lot of passion and a lot of love. We've also got our own ready meals, you know, and again, that's that story around what our team and the investment that they have in the business is. You know, there are so many frozen meal companies out there. We had a couple in the shop and they were great, and just one of our team saying, do you know what, this is full of all of these ingredients that realistically don't need to be in there. We can do it better, I'm pretty sure. And he's an ex-chef, and we've got called Ethan. We've got a lady called Claire who has worked in the deli for a number of years, and they had this idea, and now all of the ready meals that we make are made by us. We know what goes in them. We know it's top quality local produce. We know it's meat from our farm and fish from our fishing boats that go into some of the meals. And they are phenomenal. And where else can you walk into somewhere and I can tell you who's made that ready meal?
Yeah. And from a consumer perspective, it's a conversation that we have a lot, because obviously we sit in that consumer world, more online, granted, than sort of that offline space. But do you find that your consumers are looking to know more information about where these things are coming from? So how they're made, what's in them, is it that end to end? Do they want to know that?
There's a real switch now, I think, into knowing who's made your product, where it's been made and what's in it.
Yeah.
And, you know, knowing that information, people want to know stuff. People want to know more, and they can find out more quite easily now, whether that's through online or coming into store and talking. But there is a real shift. And I think we've seen that with some of the stuff we've done with local brands. People want to hear the story. They want to know the why for the person.
Yeah.
But then they also want to know sort of, where is this product sourced? Where is it made?
Yeah.
You know, is it mass produced? What is it like? And then that then informs. And in Devon, I really think people love Devon. People that, you know, I'm not from here, but I really felt it when I came down here. People have a passion for Devon. So when they hear that actually this is made in my county, they're really proud of that. So I think that's where then consumers go, I want to support that person. And also, it's Devon's really small. You see those people in the street. And, I always use that analogy. Like, we have amazing relationships with our suppliers, and they are more than just transactional. And we spoke about that at Fuel. Because you will see them. You'll go and have a beer with them, or you can have a chat with them. And those long-standing relationships work for the brands. And then the consumers feel that as well. Yeah. I can talk really passionately about a Bar Boys product because I know Tim and Ria,
and they taste great,
and also it's a cocktail, it's a ready-made cocktail, and we live near the beach. It's
who
perfect
doesn't want
exactly
those?
Like, you know, we see Greg from Sharpham, or, you know, we speak to Amanda from Granny Goffard's, and their passion for the product rubs off on us.
Yeah.
And then we can share that passion with the consumer, whether that's through talking to them in the shop, or whether that's through social media, whether that's through the internet, and in some cases that's through linking up and working together.
Those partnerships.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
And, you know, we trust those brands. They trust us. So the consumers are like, there's something here worth buying into.
Yeah.
And that then maintains and grows and shows that local is a real powerhouse if you can work it right.
It is such a powerhouse if you can work it right. I absolutely agree with that. And just going back to events, okay? Yeah. So I get massive FOMO if I feel like I've missed out on a Greendale event.
Yeah.
And if I speak to you and you're like, oh, are you coming to this? Are you doing that? And I'm like, no, why didn't I know about that? But I think what you're creating with that community piece is people are getting FOMO if they aren't there. So talk to me about the event, type of events you run, what that looks like. And I'm pretty sure you've got a big one coming up soon. Well, let's talk about that.
Big event coming up. Let's do sort of the events first. So I think a couple of years ago, we decided we wanted to shift and be more known for our events. You know, it's a big opportunity. But what we wanted to do is do events that were a bit unique, a bit different, and not just pigeonhole ourselves into, oh, this is the type of event we do. Yeah. So we've worked it to be focused on family.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the family is so important to us because, you know, we look at, again, go back to my team, our team, our community. So we know they'll talk to us, and a lot of the ideas they share about the events, whether that's, you know, doing something with Mud Ventures, which is our little play area that we've got up through there, or whether it's through the slip and slide that comes back. So you've got these really big events, but then just the smaller events, like involving local artists that can do workshops with children. Even some of our team do art workshops, etc. Yeah. Base them around the animal trail and getting families to come and spend quality time at a place where it is an opportunity to use our, like, our animal trail for free, or if you want to come
Amazing.
And do an art workshop. And then it's grown in terms of those sort of events. And, you know, we do the standard, we do a lovely quiz. I must admit, we do a very good quiz.
Must get to the quiz.
Yeah, I've done it a couple of times. I haven't won.
It's not ideal.
No, it's not fixed. And then in terms of the sort of food aspect of it and local brands, we started off with 30 under 30, so finding 30 yeah. brands, and then that's grown and has grown into Love Local Legends, which is promoting brands for 2 weeks, but ultimately has then created the Love Local Food Festival, really.
Oh yeah, let's talk about the Love Local Food Festival.
So, second one, 9th of August, so when this goes out, it'll be the next day.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. Yeah, we've got 85 brands.
Absolutely incredible.
This year, Exeter Castle. Last year was phenomenal. Like, just the
I got there last year just before the queue started at the gates, and I felt really smug. So I was like, yes, I'm in before the queue. And then when I came out, they were queuing all the way down the road to get into it.
Yeah, it was amazing to see. I think we had 6,500 people turn
incredible.
Up, which was absolutely, like, to see those people turn out, not just for Greendale, but for the local brands, was just a real, like, moment to pat ourselves on the back and say, oh, actually, this is the shift. People want to see local produce, and, you know, the consumers want to hear the story and want to actively engage with that story.
Yeah.
And to get it to that point is so proud.
Love Local is obviously, you know, food and drink brands, i.e. a food festival.
Yeah.
And then you had a stage, didn't you? Because I walked into Tim from Bar Boy doing a cocktail making session. So there are other aspects to it, aren't there?
Yeah. So we've got this year, the talks are unexpected pairings. So Food Drink Devon have worked to create some unexpected pairings. So
Give us a teaser?
No. I'd love to, but I don't actually remember. And it's not on my notes that I've written down. So I don't want to make it up.
Let's swiftly move on.
Yeah, just swiftly move on. But yeah, no, it's amazing. We've got some talks, we've got some live music, we've got some street food, we've got a couple of bars, we've got a cocktail bar, we've got ice cream, we've got some dog stands as well.
I'm so excited.
It's going to be really, really good. It's built on it from last year, which has been amazing. We've learned, you know, the lessons that we've learned from it are, well, one is that we definitely shouldn't underestimate the passion people have for local produce. You know, 6,500 people turned up. We definitely needed more street food, so we got more street food vendors this time.
Did you get to that conclusion from feedback? So after the last one, did you do like did you ask?
Yeah, 100%. Everything we do, we review. So we sent out a survey to customers, and we sent out a survey to our brands. But it was pretty amazing. By like 4 o'clock, brands were like, I've sold out. Like, I've got nothing left, which is phenomenal. Like, it you know, it's amazing. And I think, you know, there's sort of that lesson that we've learned in terms of, oh, we need to change this, or we need to adapt this and stuff. But I think really, like, the lesson for us is that, again, going back to the value of the product is from, like, who created it. Like, it extends to outside the shop. That's unbelievable to know that it, you know, in our grounds, we thought that's it. Everyone loves the local produce. We take that somewhere else.
Yeah.
And it's massive. So yeah, we loved it because we could do it for ourselves. Like, my team worked so hard to create it together. When you've got a team of people who have never put on a festival before and have gone and done this, I remember finishing at whatever time it was we tried to go to the pub, and I think everyone was really tired.
Yeah.
But I was so proud of them all, and to learn from it and to be like, no, we want to do the next one, let's go.
And how proud were they though, like, when they'd finished it?
100%, yeah. You know, that first beer tasted amazing.
Yeah.
But I think there's that part of it. There's the bit that we did it for the brands, like the leap of faith that we took to try and do this. We couldn't have done it without those brands' support.
Yeah.
Those brands being like, oh, we've had a 5-10 year relationship with Greendale, we trust them. That was another thing for the team again, to be like, that's incredible that, you know, the likes of Barboy or Sharpham or you know, Shepherd Shack, all of those people are like, yeah, we're behind you, let's do this. That's incredible. Yeah, really, it's those other lessons, like, you know, what are we going to slightly do differently, or how are we going to change it? So we've managed to up the number of brands that are going in there, which is fantastic.
I was going
to
say, it's going to be bigger this year.
It's going to be much bigger this year. So we've got 85 now, up to 85 brands going in there. Just to see it go from sort of 30 under 30 as a concept to what Love Local has become, is a real moment for us all to be like, oh, this is something to be proud of.
It's a firm one in our calendar. Like, when we're planning the year, we're like, Love Local is definitely coming at that point, somewhere in August.
Somewhere in August.
Yeah. It's honestly, it's such a brilliant. And when we went in, because we went last year as a team, like, you walk in and, like you say, those brands, they felt so proud to be there, and you got that feeling from them, which was really nice, because it was like, oh, this is amazing. This is a new festival. Like, we love being here. And like you say, it's that local aspect of everybody being a community. And pulling together on our own, you know, on our own home turf, which is amazing.
Yeah, it's great. And, you know, those consumers as well, you know, some of those consumers may have never heard of those brands.
Yep.
Some of those brands, it's really difficult to get into the city centre.
Yeah.
You know, the festivals can be, or your food festival markets, whatever, can be quite expensive. We wanted to really keep it so that it's affordable for brands to come along, but also give them that platform of the high street to be able to showcase. You know, I always think it's fine, you showcase their product. It literally is their product, and that's the beauty of it. You know, you go to the food festival tomorrow, you're gonna speak to pretty much everybody there. Behind their stand is the person who has made that product.
Oh, I love that.
Where else can you get that? When someone is talking passionately about that product in front of you, that's,
and why they created it, the story, everything about it.
It's amazing.
It.
Like, I'd really encourage people just to take 2 minutes to just stay a little bit longer and learn a little bit more. So once you've tasted that product, just maybe ask a couple more questions and learn a bit about it, because it will be way more than just that.
Yeah.
There will be a really strong why behind it.
Yeah.
You know, as much as some of the brands, that's kind of not what they want to talk about. And, you know, some of the brands... Yeah. You'll find it probably they're reluctant to put themselves out there.
Yeah.
But take that opportunity at the food festival to talk to them, because it's, some of their stories are amazing.
Yeah. So from a brand awareness perspective, obviously we sit in the marketing avenue, and we love sort of that digital footprint. How has Love Local really helped Greendale from a digital perspective? So what I mean by that is creating, you know, a festival with 85 people in it and brands in it, they're all talking about it, even, you know, whilst you're all together. From an online perspective, that conversation still continues, doesn't it, onto the likes of social channels, and that buzz is still there. And if you're not at the festival, that's where that FOMO comes in, isn't it? Because you're like, oh God, I've missed it. How could I have missed it? Which then creates the need and the want and the desire to then go next year. So how has Love Local helped from a brand awareness perspective for Greendale?
Because it's throughout the channels, and it's throughout the shop as well. So, you know, you might not be able to make it to the Love Local Festival. Obviously, I hope everyone can.
I hope everyone can
but
as well.
You walk in the shop and on our shelves, it has Love Local. On our shelves, we're highlighting those products. We're talking about them in the shop. They are at eye level. They are on the fronts of reels, their prime location. And then on our social media, every time we're talking about those brands, we're writing the words Love Local. And through our emails, etc., we're writing those words. We're really shouting about, look, that core messaging of Love Local. These are the products that you need to be looking out for. These are the people that you also need to be looking out for as well. And, you know, when they're in doing tasters, that signage of Love Local is everywhere.
We didn't talk about tasters. So you do events, don't you, where, and I think, did I miss the most recent one where you had stands in Greendale Farm Shop with food and drink brands? Mm-hmm. And I missed it and I couldn't go to it and I was so gutted. But that's another example of events that you do at the shop, isn't it?
Yeah, so we'll do tasters whenever. Like we're doing ice cream tasters the day we're recording our own. Granny Gothard's help make our ice cream, and there's no better ice cream, to be fair. And we're doing tasters today, so we'll do that and we'll talk about it, or we'll invite brands in at a weekend. Or our taster evenings that you're talking about is, you know, 30 odd brands inside the farm shop handing out, you know, their product and saying, look, this is, have a try of this, let's taste this out. And again, it goes back to the same with the festival. You're talking to the person who's made it or created it, or is the, like, the genius behind the product. And those tasters, you know, again, it, I was talking to Hatari, who do hot sauce, and we were discussing, like, sort of how we can support them. You know, people buy the same ketchup or the same hot sauce or, you know, the same beer, et cetera, et cetera. Those opportunities to come and taste something slightly different and go, oh my God, I love that. And then finding out it's made 10 minutes down the road, we've got the opportunity to change people's habits. Yeah. We are creatures of habits. We like buying the same stuff. Actually, if we can just convert one or two people, or hopefully a bit more, to understanding local and saying, actually, you know, that sort of cheese that I normally buy, actually I've tried this Sharpham cheese and oh my God, it's delicious. I'm gonna get that, even if it's not as frequently as the other cheese, but they're still coming in, they're still talking about it. That's amazing.
Yeah. And I think it's the difficult part of that is, especially when you're a food and drink brand, and we see it a lot, is the storytelling piece, right? So we work with lots of food and drink brands who always, 99% of the time, have an amazing story behind their product. 99% of the time, have seen a 1%. And the story is the most important part. So it's getting the story across via a digital means when it's not local. And I think what we're talking about is local is amazing because you can get in front of your consumer, you can get them to taste your product, you can tell them your story. But when it gets that online piece, it is a challenge because you're not directly in front of your consumer, they're not tasting your product. So that's where we have, you know, the challenge of educating our audiences in different marketing capacities to get them to understand the product. So we might look at, like, sampling, for example, and creating smaller products and stuff like that. But that's where local is so important because you are directly there. You can ask them what they think. Is this new product I've created great or is it crap? Do I need to go back to MPD and re-go again? And I think never underestimate, and what we're seeing in a digital capacity, again, we're talking about it a lot at the moment, is it's like we're going backwards a little bit, back to pre-COVID time, where let's not forget that being a human being is so important and having a conversation is so important.
100%. Like, you know, I think from a digital perspective, it's the brands, as much as it can be uncomfortable because it's social media, and social media can be a really nice place or it can be quite a horrible place.
Yeah.
Brands putting themselves out there digitally, and when I say brands, I mean the people behind the brands taking that, you know, we do our social media videos where it's me and it's my team,
which, if you haven't checked Greendale socials out, you absolutely need to go.
It's the outtakes that all the marketing team have got, that's the real kicker.
They're gonna post them when
one day they'll just come out. But you know, they are the people, and you know, we're really lucky that our team want to engage in it, because you know, you can really speak about the person, and people want to understand the people behind the shop or the people behind the brand, and put it out there sort of from a digital perspective. And then from a face-to-face perspective, the first thing we say if we've got someone that wants to pitch us a new product or we want to talk to somebody about a new product is, please come in and meet us. Come in and meet us. And then that isn't to, like, you know, we get samples and that's lovely, but actually I want to engage with that person and understand. 100% that word. I just want to understand what you're about. I want to understand if there's anything we can do to work together and sort of maybe offer up some different options of what we can do, whether that's starting as a pop-up or whether that's, oh, look, we can give you some advice on your product, you know, not just for us, but for other retailers as well. You know, we've had a couple of brands where we've been like, look, we can support you with barcodes. We know how this will work. This will make life so much easier for you, but it will make life so much easier for the retailer as well. We've had brands that have come in and we've talked to them about, you know, who their suppliers are, and we said, well, we can help you, we can do this, and just not having that face-to-face interaction can make that difficult sometimes. But again, that goes back to the fact that a lot, you know, most of the brands we stock are local, so we can pick up the phone and say, oh, have you got 10 minutes on Wednesday? I just want to catch up with you. And it's amazing.
And also, you've got not only the products that are local, but you've got the consumers right in front of you as well, which is so key, because you can ask them what they're thinking and how they're feeling about a certain product, or if there's a gap for something, you know, is there something you're missing at Greendale? Probably not, because you've got
there'll always be something that we're missing. Yeah. There'll always be something. There's always someone creating a new product or, you know, thinking a bit outside the box
And that innovation piece, again, we've talked about that a lot in previous episodes, the innovation around creating new products. Again, that really excites me, because that's where those little bits of gold come in and you're like, why have you never done that before? And then for one of our clients, for example, they're a popcorn brand and they have been creating popcorn for years, right? But they created this one product last year and it's now their best selling product. And that's where the power of NPD comes in. Mm-hmm. But you have the luxury of being local. You have your consumers right in front of you. So that process that we would normally do online is so much quicker.
Yeah. It's so interesting to do it face to face as well.
Yeah.
You know, if you look, like if you take the ready meals, for instance, you know, we took a major sort of UK-wide retailer and said, oh, no, we don't want to do this anymore. We think we can do it in-house. We took a real risk. Like, we trust our team. Like, you know, some of the food they create is phenomenal. But then to have people coming back in and being like, I bought this ready meal from you and it's delicious. What can you make more? And it's gone from maybe making like 10, 11 to sort of 70, 100 a day.
A day.
Like, they work so hard to do it. Like, I can recommend the lamb masaka and the chicken tikka masala and the mac and cheese. We did lobster mac and cheese. It was phenomenal.
Ooh.
But that's the thing. That's all through people coming in and feeding back and saying, you know, actually, I loved this product. And then also what's in it as well. So, you know, you take the sort of, you take the cod mornay, we can talk about that and we can be like, oh, this is exactly what's in it. And I can put you in touch with Claire, who made it yesterday. You look at some of the sort of the beef products, we can be like, oh, you can buy that beef, it's right here, and it's just full of you know, I love the fact that it's home cooked and it's made with love. It doesn't look perfect, but it just tastes phenomenal.
And
that's through customers giving us feedback saying, well, why don't you try this, or can I do this, and now we're sort of
your customers are at the heart of everything that you're doing.
100%. You know, if we sort of look at it, if we're doing something and it's got to either make life for our customers or life for our team easier and better. If we're not doing that, then why are we doing it? And you know, they're the two most important things to me personally as well, is the team and the customers.
Yeah.
Because the team are going to give you their all. They're going to give you their ideas, and some of the ideas that have sort of shaped Greendale have come from the team. And then they're going to go and create that, and you want that passion to go across to the consumers, and then your consumers are coming in every day, and you know, we've got customers that are here every day for a coffee and a cake. They're going to give you the feedback, and that feedback's so valuable because they've seen Greendale grow, but also they're there every day and they're seeing it as a fresh pair of eyes and sort of understand, and they also understand your business. Come from a really corporate background where maybe customers didn't have that insight into your business, because the business isn't local, so yeah. They understand what Greendale is about, and they know the family, and you know that's what makes it so important, is that, you know, say our team and our customers, they're local, they live down the road.
So we first met at Exeter Living Awards last year, which Exeter Living Awards are coming up again this year. But what did you win last year at the Exeter Living Awards?
It was last year. We won Best Retailer in Exeter, which we were, amazing. Yeah, I was really shocked, to be fair.
So thinking
should
about...
I say that? Should I have been shocked that we won?
No.
No, I wasn't shocked. I wasn't shocked.
So thinking about what's coming up for Greendale in the future, that is massive last year, like winning that. That is absolutely epic. And all of the great work that you're doing, what does the future look like for Greendale? What a question.
That is a big question. I think at the moment we're still trying to grow at Greendale and trying to sort of, you know, continue to push ourselves a little bit, whether that's with the Summer Fete and trying to make that bigger and starting to use our events to support charities as well. We've got car boot sales to support hospice care and stuff. So trying to go, oh, actually we can fill this with an event and we can do this really well ourselves. And then continuing to work with local businesses like the Slip and Slide or the, you know, Bounce Southwest to create opportunities for families to come and spend the day at Greendale and it not just be a food shop, to come in and experience a whole day within Greendale, and then hopefully that will transpire to this person who's, you know, I still get people who say, I didn't know Greendale was here. So those people coming in, not only does that, you know, that it surprises me that people don't know about Greendale, but it makes me happy because then I'm like, oh, well, let me tell you what we're about. But also they're going into the shop and they're discovering something new, whether that is they're discovering that they can see exactly where their fish and their meats come from, or whether it's they discover a local product that they'd never heard of before and they buy that as a present, and that present gets shipped to somewhere in Scotland. And that's amazing that some part of Devon has made its way that way. So we sort of still want to do what we're doing and just sort of tweak it a little bit, make it bigger, make it a little bit better here and there. But I think we're going in a really amazing direction to do that, and we'll continue to do it.
Absolutely. And I think that wraps up our time. That has absolutely flown by.
That has, just, actually, to be fair.
My absolutely words. Smashed it. Thank you so much for joining us. I think what is really, really clear is that community is at the heart of everything that Greendale do, and that being local piece is so important. We are massive fans of Greendale. It goes without saying. And even as a team, you know, oh, should we pop up to Greendale? It's something that comes naturally to us. But I think what really shines through, and since meeting you, is your passion for everything that you do at Greendale. From that first day you said to me, come down, come and see what we're all about. I don't think I understood quite honestly how much Greendale are doing and how much great stuff that you're doing. So if anybody is listening and you haven't been to Greendale Farm Shop, please go down, check them out online, go and look at Tom on the social channels if you haven't already. What they are doing is just fantastic, fantastic stuff, and just flying that Devon flag as well, which for me is so important, and I'm sure it's really important for you as well.
It is really important, you know, and I think if just encourage anyone to look, you know, look at Devon, look what it's got to offer, look at the food producers, whether you do that through Greendale or whether you learn a bit about it through sort of the brand's channels, have a little look at it. And no, we're really proud of what we're doing, and we're really proud of what the team and have created, which is the best bit about it for me, really. But look, well done to you guys as well, because I know you give a lot of thanks to me there. It was very kind of you, but you guys do a wonderful job at promoting it. And this is a really, you know, I'm not sure there is another Devon food podcast, and this is a long time in the making. So you guys are doing a great job, and I know how passionate you are for the food. But food scene in Devon, you're very, very supportive of it. So please keep it up.
Thanks, Tom. And one last little plug for Love Local tomorrow.
Tomorrow, 10 till 6, Exeter Castle, 85 food and drink brands. You'd be silly to miss it.
Don't eat and don't drink anything before you go, though.
Oh, yeah, don't do that. Yeah, don't do that. You'll get full, I promise.
Amazing. Thank you so much. And there's only left to say, subscribe, like, leave a review. If you want us to cover anything else, please let us know. We're always open on who we have next. And thank you for listening. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you very much.